Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for this next hour, and we'll explore the interconnections of life. Each Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we'll have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, next week on October 24th, Humanities Team and the Association for Global New Thought are teaming up to present the 4th Annual Global Oneness Day, a free virtual event that you can take advantage of and catalyze an awakened world. We'll talk more about this inspiration, celebration, and conscious rally to oneness in a few moments. But first, let's take a few deep breaths and bring our awareness into this moment, connecting our awareness with our heart. Allow our breath and our awareness to connect our heart and mind as we set our intention to be present, to connect with ourselves, other listeners around the world, an awakened world. And with our guest today, we have a very special guest with us whose passion is to create a new dream based on our oneness and the sacred in all of life. I love that. The Worldwide Coordinating Director of Humanities Team, Steve Farrell, is with us. Hello, Steve. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Julie, and thank you so much for having me on your program. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really happy to have you here, and I just love what's happening with Global Oneness Day next week, so I look forward to talking about that more. And, you know, Steve, before we begin, I know that we have a shared vision when we talk about that nothing is separate, that we're all interrelated, interconnected, and an interdependent part of this larger whole. So I'd like to just begin with that shared vision, if we can, and I'd love to invite you to talk about what this all means to you and how you got here. What does this connection thing mean?
Well, boy, this is, we can spend the hour on this one, and it's, of course, it is a very deep topic for me, but let me share my, for me personally, it's a spiritual journey. It's going within. It's feeling God and divinity and light and love and peace and all the things that are in all of our interiors because we are all one. So it's a deeply spiritual thing. But what caused us to create Global Oneness Day within Humanities Team was that was even on the science side. You know, 80 years ago, I mean, it's hard to believe, but 80 years ago, Erwin Schrödinger, who was the Nobel Prize winner for physics in 1933, so said, quantum physics thus reveals a basic oneness of the universe. And that really says it all. And here we are 80 years later, and there's little awareness of that of this message. And he, of course, you know, was one of thousands that have shared over the millennia that we are all one. And the reason it's such an important message is because whenever something is one, whether it's a finger that's a part of a hand or a cell that's a part of a body, a state that's part of the United States, whenever there's something that is a part of the one, it comes into compassionate service to that, to the one that it's a part of. That's your true larger self. And so if all of us on the earth, if the 7 billion people here could really feel that oneness, that connection, imagine where we understand that our true self is the earth, all of humanity and all of life here, and we all come into compassionate service to the world around us. That's what allows us to create the world that we've always wanted for ourselves and our children.
I love that. I love the term compassionate service to the whole, when we see ourselves as part of it. That's really, really wonderful. I know in your literature, when we're talking about Global Oneness Day, you mentioned that research from so long ago, and I read that this if we can all make this assumption that this is true, our oneness is true, astronauts, scientists, religious leaders, business people, entertainment professionals, government leaders, United Nations leaders, and others have acknowledged this as our true nature. That's in the literature that I have about Global Oneness Day. So is it safe to say this is a truth? We are all interconnected. It's true. It's a truth.
Yes, well, you know, there are so many people, including scientists, and there are three scientists that are part of Global Oneness Day this year, Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, and Greg Braden. And their panel, called the Interconnection of Science, is on this topic precisely. It's on the science of oneness, the connection between all of life. And they and others like them, Dean Radin, Elizabeth Santoris, there are so many scientists that are out there today, that are speakers, that are writing books, that talk about this all the time, that share that quantum physics is revealing that this is true. There's a famous quote also by Albert Einstein, you know, on this. I can read it if you want, but Albert Einstein also said that we're all one. And so I'm always reluctant to share what is the truth for everybody, but certainly from my perspective and from many, many people's perspective, including many, many scientists, yes, they would say, yes, this is ultimate reality, that we are all one. And so in a sense, it's like 500 years ago where, you know, we all thought the world was flat and we were reluctant to sail our ships, you know, beyond a certain point because we were living in the paradigm of the earth is flat, even though the earth was round. And likewise today, we're living in this paradigm of separation. And you know what? We're not separate. We are all one.
Yes. You know, that just even talking about separation and really saying this, we, you know, is anything really truth? But just like you said, from, what was it, 1938, if this was spoken back then, it's time to just yell it on top of every mountain to, you know, to really look at this in our consciousness and how do we shift that. So one of the things that you're doing with Humanity's team is bringing this global oneness and Global Oneness Day. What is Global Oneness Day, Steve?
Well, you know, it's just what you said here. You know, it's time we shout it from the highest mountain. What's happened here is that we're fragmented with this message. We've got, you know, speakers out here and there and vocalists and entertainers and scientists and, you know, each off in their particular venue sharing this message of oneness. But look where we are. Clearly we haven't broken through yet. So this is where we took a page from Earth Day. It was the same thing. In 1970, you know, we come off of the decade of the 60s. There were plenty of people in the 60s that were saying, hey, you know, let's pay some attention to conservation and ecology and the earth because we're destroying it. But the message wasn't getting through. So there was a group of people that said, let's make it convenient for everybody to come together on one day. We're going to call it Earth Day, April 22nd, when we're going to really focus on this, you know, that the earth is our home and we need to steward our home. And so the idea was to take what was a fragmented message where everybody was off by themselves sharing and bring everybody together, you know, with the power of everybody shouting from the rooftops together. So this is what we did is we just took a page from Earth Day and said, let's make it easy, let's make it convenient, and let's all shout from the rooftops together. And we did decide to create Global Oneness Day on United Nations Day because the two were so compatible with the United Nations, actually, that asked us to create Global Oneness Day in the first place because we'd never intended to create Global Oneness Day. But we went to the UN. We were received there by Ambassador Chowdhury back in 2010, and our whole global council was there. And we said, you know, we would like the United Nations to create a Global Oneness Day. We brought a petition with us. We had 52,000 signatures from over 150 countries requesting that the UN create a Global Oneness Day. And Ambassador Chaudhry, who's the leading emissary for the culture of peace, said, you know, this is an incredibly important day. The problem here is we've got 196 countries represented, and the process for discussing this and creating a Global Oneness Day would take too long. So you create it. You know, you guys create it, and then and keep the signature drive going. You know, so in honor then of what he recommended, that the UN, you know, was asking us to create Global Oneness Day, we created it on United Nations Day, October 24th, and this will be the fourth Global Oneness Day on Thursday next week.
Hmm. Wow. You know, it's amazing that just even thinking about the United Nations, and we don't have time to do it, and how does every grassroots movement start? It starts from the people, and here you are with the your council and saying, okay, let's do it. And you did it. You did it. Your council is from all over the world, Steve, is that right? Can you tell us more about what that is, Humanities Teams Global Council?
You bet. Well, we were founded by Neil Donald Walsh in June 2003. There were some of us that worked with him on it, but it was his inspiration, his idea, and then we launched it together in Wilsonville, Oregon in June 2003. There were 700 people present. We're now over 100,000 people, almost all volunteer, all over the world. Over 150 countries have people from those locations that have signed our Oneness Declaration. But Humanities Team, very simply, is we're a global grassroots spiritual movement where people that have come together with that same sense of resonance, Dr. Julie, that you were referencing just a minute ago, where you said, look, this is an incredibly important message. It hasn't gotten through. Why aren't we shouting it from the rooftops? So, you know, there's obviously a huge passion that you have and that others have around this, including all of us in Humanities Team. And this is exactly why Humanities Team was formed, because what we could see is that we're all living in this illusion of separation here on Earth, and the dream we have for this planet, for ourselves and for our kids and future generations, is to create a fulfilling, compassionate, and sustainable world. And, you know, it sounds impossible, but it's actually very possible. How? Well, you know, by just simply waking up to the science, and I'm going to use the word science here instead of spirituality, because people believe science is true. They put their faith in science. A lot of people do. And science, you know, from the quantum physics side, is saying that we are all connected. We are all one. So,
yes.
You know,
hey, Steve,
boy, we've got a big stake we can put down on the ground here.
We're going to talk more about that science and spirituality in just a second. I'd love to pick up that on more. So you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take this quick break, and when we return, we're going to talk about the science and spirituality of oneness so we can really maybe do something about this illusion of separation. We'll be right back.
Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
And we're talking with us about global oneness and the Global Oneness Day. Before we continue, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you, Steve. Can you give us your contact information?
You bet. I'm, of course, part of Humanity's team. You could send something to me at steve.farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L, at humanitiesteam.org. And Humanity's team is with a Y, one word, humanitiesteam.org.
Excellent. So then the website is www.humanitiesteam.org.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. Excellent.
That's it.
Okay. All righty. You know, we've been talking about Global Oneness Day, and a few of the things that I love about this event that's coming up is talking about our community as a global community and really looking at this interconnection of all of us. There's lots of different things available, but one of the focuses for the day is a virtual event. You want to talk more about that?
You bet. Global Oneness Day itself, the summit. Yes. Would love to tell you about that.
Yes.
So Global Oneness Day has many different dimensions to it. There are people doing things on the ground, including something called the Global Rhythm Circle with drums and celebration and things. And you can find that on the humanitiesteam.org website. But if you go to that site that Dr. Julie referenced earlier, www.globaloneness2013.org, you'll see the summit site and you'll see the program this year. And it is an amazing program, and my deep thanks to all of the speakers and sponsors and participants that have gotten behind the summit to make it what it is this year. We're planning for 100,000 people that will register this year. Last year we had 25,000, and right now we're on a pace to achieve that. And that is thanks to all of these people that have come together. Nobody's paid for this public service day to shout from the rooftops. You know, from the different heart energy, the heart energy of science is one panel. There's, of course, the spirituality panel. There's an entertainment panel with people that make movies. There's a compassion and family panel. There's a new bottom line for business panel. If you go to that www.globaloneness2013.org site, you'll see all of the speakers who are there, an amazing group, the 10 panels, the opening and closing ceremony, the three gatherings, and just some of the names. Irvin Laszlo, who has twice been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Gene Houston, Michael Bernard Beckwith and his wife, Ricky Beckwith, Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Lynn McTaggart, let's see, Peter Cater, who's seven times been nominated for a Grammy. Gosh, there are so many people here. Doug Bentley with the Oneness University, Panache Desai, Joan Borisenko, Barnett Bain, who made the Celestine Prophecy movie and many other incredible movies, Craig Hamilton, Claire Zammit, Ken Wilber, Swami Chinadad Saraswati, Rian Eisler, Hazel Henderson, Gangaji, and I could go on. They're, believe it or not, I'm just getting going here. Go
it's
to the site.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing.
List, and, isn't it?
And these are the people, you know. These are the people that really get the credit, because if they weren't all volunteering their time, if we have over 100 sponsors, if they weren't all volunteering to participate, this wouldn't be anything. We just have a little anthill. But truly, you know, can you imagine 100,000 people registering for a Global Oneness Day? This is only the fourth time that it's been celebrated. That's because so many people have come together and said, let's do it.
Great. And, you know, that list, as you were reading, I was hearing leaders in not just science and spirituality, but there was education, there was relations, there was, I mean, every sector of our wheel is, and I think you guys call them pillars through Humanities Team. It was every sector of our oneness is really represented there.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the panels is called Oneness in the 12 Spheres of Life, and we used Barbara Marx Hubbard's Wheel of Co-Creation, you know, that has those 12 spheres. It basically takes all of life on Earth and then slices it up into 12 different sectors or spheres. And that particular panel will talk about how, you know, what it looks like when we start living in this place of ultimate reality of oneness from the perspective of education. That's one of the 12. Another one of the 12 is economics, which is where business is based. Another one is spirituality and religion. I won't go through all 12, but that'll be an amazing panel, you know, where we're talking about how we reorganize everything, including, by the way, for those of us here in the U.S., governance. You know, there's one of the spheres is governance, where we look at how we create new party systems. A new form of governance that supports living in oneness. You know, just a fascinating discussion.
Yeah. You know, this I love the whole concept of this, and you've really pulled together a lot of different topics and a lot of different people. And one of the pieces that could really help our listeners today is really talking about this oneness and really what it means to, it's kind of like an antidote to fear and separation. And I wonder if you have any wisdom that you can share with our listeners, because a lot of times, I heard this with a client this morning of really a fear of if I lose myself, what does that mean? It's going to annihilate my whole world. And really, this fear and this illusion of separation is just that. So do you have any wisdom you want to share with our listeners on that?
Well, it is an incredibly powerful illusion of separation, incredibly powerful, not only for ourselves, but our kids. I have an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, and my 8-year-old, in fact, today's her birthday. She just turned 9 today, and she has lots of fears. You know, right now, this is the stage in their growth where they have fears such as this. And, you know, interestingly, the Dalai Lama and Ken Wilber both are sharing a lot about this right now. The Dalai Lama is working on all of this research connecting science and spirituality, and he's bringing science into the Tibetan monk culture there in India where he lives. But he's also emphasizing that the interior world has been is not talked about. It's been left out of the Western world. And that as we're bringing science into spirituality, that the material world needs to bring spirituality into it. Ken Wilber has this model called AQAL, All Quadrants, All Levels. Maybe you've seen it, and it's a four-quadrant model. And on the right side is the exterior world, the interior, the individual and exterior, and then the collective exterior on the right side. And on the left side is the interior world, and individual at the top left and collective at the bottom left. And what he says is we currently have what he calls a flatland. He says it's a dysfunctional way of living where all of the focus is on our exterior world, that we've forgotten, you know, that we have an interior and we're not taking the time to connect with our interior, to go within. So isn't it funny? We have the Dalai Lama and Ken Wilber really saying the same thing right here now. And what this means for us individually is we have to find the time to nourish our spiritual self. You know, we can't just throw a little spiritual snack at it. We eat three meals a day to sustain our bodies. We need to create real spiritual meals, which is this process of going within, of quieting our mind, of closing our eyes and connecting with that interior self or looking out at nature, you know, going for a walk, but unplugging from the digital world that we live in where there's so many distractions and finding that time to really quiet ourselves and go within and just feel that loving energy of God, of divinity, of source. And that's our gift that's here always. And until we take the time to really nourish our spiritual self, we're in trouble, you know, because we're going to get stuck in this whole illusion of separation where we can be living frenetically and just not be in balance at all.
Mm. I love that. You know, the interior world is so important. And, you know, one of those messages that I like to shout from the rooftops is really about how to integrate that into our daily life. And it's more than just taking that one deep breath or meditating for a few minutes a day. It's really about intention and practice in our consciousness throughout the day. What do you think about that? Intention to connect, to go inside, make the inside the outside, you know, it's really that integration piece of connecting and that intention and then that practice.
Absolutely, and that which is bringing in the whole metaphysical of really, you know, being in that, putting ourselves there, feeling it, creating an intention, going, which is going beyond faith. It's really starting to visualize and see and feel and remain in connection, and it is incredibly important. It's an area where we have to find mastery, and until we take the time to really change our habits, which means turning off the TV for most of the day and turning off noises and even turning off the internet, turning off email, you know, for part of your day, even where you're running a virtual organization. We've got to find these ways of really living in this place of connection, because otherwise we're going to have a very empty voice when we're talking about oneness. People will hear our message, you know, via our vocal cords, but they won't sense that there's any real oneness that's going on, you know, from the person that's speaking. The beautiful thing about oneness is, you know, it's our eyes actually that create the problem, because we, at least if we're looking at nature, that's not true, because when we see nature, you know, to me, nature embodies oneness, and you see the leaves rustling and the wind and so on. It's so pretty, but seeing the separation between our bodies is what I mean. But even now, you know, if for all of us right now, me and you, Dr. Julie, your listeners, we can actually feel into the person, into the oneness, if we just close our eyes. You know, I can feel into you, Dr. Julie. I can feel your energy. I know you can feel mine. That is oneness.
That's beautiful. Let's talk about that again after break. I love that lead-in. Let's feel into our oneness. This is Dr. Julie, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show. When we come back, Steve Farrell and I will continue this discussion on global oneness, and let's move into that feeling our oneness. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm here today with Steve Farrell from Humanities Team, and we've been talking about Global Oneness Day. And just before the break, we were talking about feeling into the oneness. And really, as we move forward into this integration and this expanded sense of consciousness, Steve, it is important to really help our listeners develop practical ways, practices, different ways of being in this world, in this interconnected way of living. Can you talk more about feeling into the oneness?
You bet. You know, it's funny because we talk about the five senses, you know, the taste and touch and smell and hearing and things. But to me, wow, it's so odd that we talk about the five senses, because the primary sense is really that connection with Source, with God, divinity, and also, and likewise, then the connection with each other, feeling into the energy of each other. I think all of us, when we're with a friend, you know, that's really excited about something, a new relationship, something, they bought a home, a new job, we can just feel that, we could close our eyes, you know, we can feel that excitement and enthusiasm and joy. And if they do have a concern, we can actually feel that concern too. And then, of course, where somebody dies in their family or there's something, some challenge, we can really feel into that energy. It doesn't take much work at all, and I don't know anybody that cannot do this. It's a primary sense.
You know, I love that, Steve. A lot of that has to do with, you know, really connecting in with that heart source, that amazing electromagnetic field that is our heart that's right there, and getting out of our minds or even integrating our mind and heart.
Yes, it is. And that's part of the spiritual practice, too, is really taking those steps to leave our head, you know, and day planners and things, and really let ourselves drop down into our heart space, or some integration of our head and heart space where we're living, you know, throughout our day, so that we can be in this being place of connection. Because it's funny, the Global Oneness Day is really about the collective, about us awakening the whole world to oneness, but the real place to start is awakening ourselves to oneness. Our life is so much more fulfilling where we take those steps, and it's a journey. You know, I myself, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm in the end zone and I'm completely awake. And candidly, I'm not sure, you know, that I'm not sure that there is any what I'm going to call completely awake. I think it's a journey into oneness, and we go deeper and deeper into that journey with the time that we devote to it, and so we can become more in mastery at it the longer that we spend time with it and we're devoted to it. But that's where, you know, the real gift is for each of us individually, is taking that time and coming into that place of connection, because our family members, our significant other at work, you know, the people that we're interacting with, they can feel it when we're really in that place of connection, and where we're in a place of real understanding and empathy with others, and we're not just, you know, driving them or pounding the table or something, even if we are, you know, what I'm going to call the superior or the person, you know, that has maybe domain that's has responsibility for the domain. You know, that's not oneness. Oneness is really listening and being connected and allowing people to make their own decisions, and you're only coming in and adding when you need to. To me, that's what oneness is. But there are many dimensions to this, but living in this place of connection and oneness is its own reward.
Well, and that's what you talk about with when we wake up to this, we move into compassionate service. And I'd love to turn our conversation a little bit into what is working in the world, what is emergent and out on the horizon. You are doing a lot of compassionate service and inspiring others to do that, and we're hearing on the frontiers the new term sacred activism. So how can people get involved? What can they be doing, and what do you see really working in our world now?
Well, sacred activism is a great term. We could use spiritual activism, they're the same thing. But basically, these always start with ourself, where we're going within first ourself. You know, they say that if you don't go within, you go without. And I think it's true that this is where we're nourishing our spiritual self. It all starts with us going within and connecting with the divine and spirit, and then getting in touch with the inspirations for our own life, you know, as to where we're going to be spending our time professionally and the things that we'll be doing from there. All of that guidance comes to each of us, you know, it isn't delivered by friends or parents. It's delivered to each of us individually, where we just take that time to quiet the world around us and go within and listen. So that's the first part of sacred activism, is just becoming an instrument of the divine through connection. And then the second part, spirituality's always been two things. It's, yes, the process of prayer and meditation and quieting the world, but it's also spirituality is always going out into the world and then into the tangible. And our lives are our spirituality demonstrated. So that's what spiritual sacred activism is. It's our lives are our spirituality demonstrated. So that means at work, how is our spirituality, how is connection going to inform or bring form to the work that we're doing in terms of how we're talking, in terms of how we're planning, collaborating, coming to consensus, etc. At church, you know, it's a process not of learning dogma so much or reciting passages or something, so much as it is just coming into this place of real connection and feeling of the divine. And I know this program in this hour is going to end with something like that. So, you know, very valuable. Sacred activism then is combining these two things. It's combining going within, being in touch with the divine, becoming an instrument of the divine, and then being out in the world where we're doing tangible things, where we're creating a better world, where we are the arms and legs and eyes and ears of the divine. The God has no way of doing anything in the world except through us. We are those eyes and ears, those hands, those legs. So that's what sacred activism is, just doing good works now from this place of the sacred.
I love that. I love how you talk about that as the to bring form and to inform our work, our vocation, our call in the world. I love that. Thanks, Steve. So here we have listeners that are all excited about sacred activism and this Global Oneness Day is coming up. I want to encourage everyone to sign the Oneness Declaration. And I know for a fact that humanity's team could use more activism and service and volunteers. So do you want to speak? We have about 5 minutes left. Do you want to speak briefly on what can our listeners do to get involved?
Yes, well, please do go to the humanitiesteam.org page, and you'll see there on the second or third rotating banner is the Oneness Declaration that Dr. Julie just referenced. It'll come up after about 10, 15 seconds. You can click on it. It says, sign the Oneness Declaration, and please do add your signature. When we get to 100,000 signatures, we're going back to the United Nations to request that they formally endorse Global Oneness Day and get behind it and support it themselves. As well, when you're on the humanitiesteam.org site, there's a green button up at the top that says Join Us. And if you go in, you can. There are four ways that you can join Humanity's team. That'll put you on an email list where you get the communications that we send out. You'll be invited to volunteer. You'll be invited to bring whatever your form of activism is to the world in your particular community. So join us. And, you know, we're at 100,000 here at about 10 years old, and our vision is just to gather up all of the people, you know, with other like-minded organizations and people, too. It's not just Humanity's team, of course. It's many, many organizations and people, but we're a puzzle piece, and we're connecting with all the other puzzle pieces so that we can awaken the world to oneness in this generation. And that's because oneness is the linchpin thing that does allow us to create the world that we want, because where we it's as simple as when we awaken, when we see our oneness, we come into compassionate service to each other. That just happens. It always happens.
And, you know, we all get so excited and fired up about global oneness, but it does start local, too. It's about reaching out to our neighbors and our friends. And out in Boulder, I'm sure you've helped your neighbors and friends with the floods from a couple weeks ago. And it's really about our making a global difference with what's right in front of us on our path. Is that correct?
Oh, boy, is it. Yeah, you know, this parable of the Good Samaritan, you know, boy, we cannot get all focused on our destination, where we've got to get here, we've got to be there at this time, we've got to deliver some message, and we walk by people in need. No, that is not oneness. Oneness is the journey. It's how in every moment we do our best, because we're not asking anybody to walk on water here, but we're just saying we do our best to be listening, caring, compassionate, and to make wise decisions together. That's what oneness is, and we did have a leader, one of our most key leaders, devoted leaders, lived here in Jamestown, you know, and you probably read a third of the homes in Jamestown were completely knocked out, and hers was one of them. She lost everything, and she's just trying to get back on her feet with her 12-year-old daughter now, and we're helping her, you know, in all the ways that we can, and everybody has come together and helped raise some initial money for her, but there's a lot more to do, and we're working on that with her now.
That's where it all begins, isn't it? Hey, before we take one more break, Steve, I'd like to remind our listeners how to contact you and Humanity's team. Can you give us that contact information one more time?
You bet. My email address is steve.farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L, at humanitiesteam.org, and there's the www.globaloneness2013.org site where you can register for Global Oneness Day, and then the humanitiesteam.org site where you can join Humanity's Team. Also on Facebook, you can go to the Worldwide Humanity's Team page and like that page. There's a lot that comes up every day there.
Excellent. All righty. This is Dr. Julie Kroll with the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We've been talking with Steve Farrell. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, it's time to join our intentional music master, David Eisen, who will take us on a sound meditation designed to align and integrate our connection with humanity, our local and global friends and neighbors, the sacred in all of life. Stay tuned.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
We are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you've been listening to Steve Farrell from Humanity's Team. We've been talking about Global Oneness Day and All Things Connected. It's time now for our weekly sound meditation with the musical genius of David Eisen. So take a moment, sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation. Here's David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. Further and welcome your essential self, the aspect of you that is fully aware, totally receptive, and is waiting right there under the surface for you to simply say hello. Of you, so lovely. And now, let's take a few moments and allow these essences to come forward as we are enveloped by the music. Simply relax.
David, for that powerful sound meditation. It's beautiful. And friends, I hope you experience the power of integration. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. So as we pause in this moment and align our hearts and minds, we share this deep sense of gratitude for Steve Farrell's passion for oneness. It's so inspiring. Our gratitude for this moment and this connection, and for other people like Steve and all of humanity's team and all of the thousands of people that are getting involved with Global Oneness Day. We thank them for reminding us of our sacred connection. We stay in this essence of gratitude for these days, special days of inspiration and celebration as we rally for oneness and for a renewed sense of connection with all of life and humanity. We have gratitude for the Oneness Declaration and our own simple ways that we can get involved and be in compassionate service to all of humanity. And we feel into our oneness. Thank you for being here today. And just a reminder, visit our website at thedrjulieshow.com. All of the information is there of how you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, All Things Connected. And also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, The Dr. Julie Show, where we stay connected and continue the conversation. You can tweet using hashtag The Dr. Julie Show. I want to thank my guest today, Steve Farrell, for sharing his passion and wealth of information. And I wish you the best with Global Oneness Today, Oneness Day, Steve. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dr. Julie, and so wonderful to feel into your passion and your program, and we together we can, huh?
We can. Together we can. I love that. So thank you so much for being here. And please join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific time. Next week, we will be joined by Catherine and Makasha Roski with the Hummingbird Community. And they're going to share some amazing new things coming out there. So I just want to remind you all to stay connected. So make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.